set up a world government, and we can end this destructive conflict and have an age of peace.
We will have peace.
Oh, yes.
All right, D.H. Williams is our guest. We're going to your phone calls all over the map. Patriot, Walter, Mike, Osborne, Greg. Patriot in Wisconsin. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I don't mean to change topics, but...
We're all over the map. Any topic's fine.
You were talking about religion yesterday.
Yes.
I want to know if you know anything about the secular humanists or any of these other atheist groups, because last summer I was at a humanist conference in Washington, D.C., and I basically went there to learn about them. And it turns out they're very much... Well, actually, the Humanist Manifesto is explicitly socialist, and everybody at the conference, they were talking about the United Nations and the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and they were very much globalists and very...
Are you on a speakerphone?
I'm in a... kind of a hallway that's echoing, so...
Okay, I just... look, that's the thing. In all cases, I found that the leaders of secular humanist, the leaders of the eugenics movement, they're all the same, the transhumanist. They're always for world government. They're always for the scientific man engineered by them. They're always control freaks, and they're always involved in the occult. And so they're lower... minions, they say the occult doesn't exist, or, you know, God doesn't exist, but they are trying to keep them in the dark. So, you know, that's what the occult is. It means secrecy. It's compartmentalized. Whether system symbol is a pyramid. And so, it's all UN, global government. And then those very humanist websites write articles about me saying Jones is insane. World government doesn't exist. Meanwhile, you go to their meetings, that's what they're pushing. I revel in waking people up, unlocking minds, you know, letting people expand their horizons, you know, freeing them. And then, and, you know, once the process is done, they're on their own. But there are other people who learn about the New World Order who are power hungry. The term satanic, we think of a guy in a red suit, with human sacrifice. But really, it's about dominating innocence. That's why they sacrifice a baby. It's about going past their human instincts. It's about getting into evil. It's about controlling others, lying to others, screwing others, tying others down, dominating others. It is just really, really control freak, wicked, weak people who only seek after power. You want to comment on that, Mr. Williams?
Well, you know, it's scary how many people that lack empathy and have compulsions that seem to rise to the top. You see that a lot in law enforcement and clergy as well. It seems people who have, you know, that have moral chaos, internal moral chaos, tend to seek positions of power where they can hold morality over others. It's a scary situation.
And I will say this, growing up, you know, all of us swerve into the dark side and experience it in life. At least most of us, I think, have, or who are conscious, we, you know they have, everybody does. The engine of evil, the engine of darkness is incredibly weak. It's just willing to cheat and lie and steal so it has an ace in the hole. In my experience, I would be much more concerned about someone who has passion and love and empathy, because those are people who have unlimited internal power. And so the Satanists are looking for power. They never knew the real power is in love and honor. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely do. All foundations, all relationships are based on the foundation of trust. Once you destroy that trust, you've destroyed that relationship. It doesn't matter if it's between you and your grocer, you and your employees, you and your wife, you and your children. It's all based on trust. And how can you have trust if you've got, you know, if you're harming somebody, if you're being deceptive?
And that's why they love to corner the weak, the meek, the small, the innocent, and they just love tearing them to pieces. Well, I don't love fighting the enemy, but I will put them down, and that is my goal. We'll be right back. Thank you, Patriot in Wisconsin. Walter and others, your call straight ahead.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a 1 year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a 1 year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have 52 minutes left in this transmission. We got reporter for the DailyNewscaster.com, Doug Williams, with us taking your phone calls. Walter in Connecticut, Skull and Bones country. You're on the air, Walter. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
Great show. I'd like to talk about putting some teeth in this 10th Amendment resolutions that are going around now. I'm working. I'm the founder of the Committees of Safety, and we're working closely with Dr. Edwin Vieira on reclaiming these two ancient powers: the power of the purse and the power of the sword.
That's a note. Before I forget, tell Joey, Dr. Edwin Vieira, we've had him on before. He's in the computer. Dr. Edwin Vieira, before I forget, I want Dr. Edwin Vieira back on.
Yes, we just had a Committee of Safety meeting in Connecticut last month with Dr. Edwin Vieira. We had a few state legislators there.
We had him on a few months ago about this state.
Yes, it was a great show, Alex. With you, we have it up on our website, that interview with you.
Oh, give out the website.
It's committeesofsafety.org, and what we're doing, we're writing with Edwin's help statutes to reclaim these two ancient powers, the power of the purse, which Edwin wrote the template for up in New Hampshire, the sound money bills, and there's at least 4 states now that have implemented those sound money bills, like Indiana, I think Colorado. There's a number of them that are doing that. And we're going to be writing the statutes to to revitalize the constitutional state militia, and the structure will be from the bottom up, and the officers and everything. But that's what the committees of safety are focusing on, those two ancient powers that need to be reclaimed by we the people.
Absolutely. Let's get Mr. Williams' comment on that.
Wow, that's some really great work that you're doing there. I mean, that is what we're supposed to be doing. You know, that's really why I put the uniform on in the very beginning, was because I believed in, not in symbols, not in authorities, but in a document called the United States Constitution and the Civil Rights, the first 10 amendments. And if we don't exercise these powers, if we don't make them real in our daily lives,
they die.
Then that's what's been happening. And so, what you're doing, sir, is fantastic. I mean, that is what's going to turn the tide.
Yeah, it's like muscles. And, you know, the first time you go speak at city council about an issue, the first time you call into a talk show, the first time you set up a website, the first time you decide to make a film, you know, just believe in yourself and know that it's so exciting that if the people just move, that it's an unstoppable force. Anything else, caller?
What we're going to be doing is doing a massive petition drive to put the state legislators to sponsor these bills and get that power behind it.
Well, this is the animating contest of liberty, folks, and the reason so many of you feel like you're dead is because you're not in the animated contest for liberty. There's always a contest for liberty. There's always thugs and crooks and slime balls and groups that want to use you and control you and suck off of you and make you a slave. So I want folks in Connecticut and all over to get involved with you guys and Dr. Edwin Vieira, as we did a few months ago with him with this whole states' rights issue. We were really trying to fire this up. So, again, tell folks how they get in contact, how they breathe life into this and animate it.
Thank you. It's committeesofsafety.org, and we have members in all 50 states, and it's I'm excited about it. I think we can really win this battle.
Well done.
I appreciate everything you're doing, Alex, and your guest. It's great. So,
I appreciate your call. Very exciting. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Australia, the land down under. Had some arsonists running around. Now the army's got folks in camps. Welcome, sir.
Hello and good day, Mr. Jones. I wanted to ask you if it's possible to print some T-shirts with sheep on them and write a comment like, "We don't need no sheeple," and link to Infowars.com.
Sure, we're actually coming out with a T-shirt that shows a whole bunch of sheep on it, and they're all saying Obama, Obama. But, yeah, I mean, whatever, just folks, I mean, people, a lot of people put Infowars.com on shirts, and there's hundreds of sites, not just ours, selling shirts that say it, and I'm all for it. It's all about the Infowar.
Okay, so it's a good idea to spread this word.
Yes, sir. Are you a European immigrant, a recent European immigrant to Australia?
No, I'm not from Australia. I'm from Austria.
Oh, you know what? You know what? That's what I thought. They put on my screen Australia, and it's Austria. So I apologize. They got that wrong. I thought so. So how are things going over?
A second question.
Sure, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, because of the New World Order, it really is a New World Order, a worldwide shield is, if you can say so. What I'm interested in is it really one family or one force, or are there more people and trying to fight with each other? Like, is it a game that's already over, or?
Well let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen the movie The Godfather?
Yes, I think so.
Now, you know, Godfather 1 with Marlon Brando.
I think I've seen it, but I can't remember right
okay, well, that's,
now.
So. I mean, that's a composite of real things that happen. They just changed the names. Mario Puzo's on record with that. You know, the singer's really Frank Sinatra and things like that. Notice how you've got these 12 families meeting at a commission meeting in a big boardroom, and they kill each other. They have wars occasionally. They're jockeying for power, but they're all intermarried in this, you know, same group. And they have commission meetings once a year to decide things, you know, to fix disputes. But they keep the rackets going, the prostitution, the drug dealing, you know, the gambling on the sheeple. So they have their fights, but overall they have their rackets and their systems and their scams. And that's what Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, CFR, is. That's what they're doing. And I've studied the makeup of the New World Order. You have a bunch of British and German royal family elites that are, you know, control the Dutch royal family as well. They're intermarried with the Rothschilds, so it's indistinguishable. And there's some new money like Bill Gates and others out there, but they're low level compared to these people. And yes, they control and dominate much of the world. They're mopping up a few, quote, rogue nations right now. And they let's get Mr. Williams' comment on that from our caller from Austria. Go ahead.
What do you want me to answer? What the New World Order looks like, or
I mean, it's makeup from your research.
Well, you know, it seems to be precisely what you say it is. I mean, it's something that's been going on for hundreds of years. It's an administration. If people have a hard time visualizing what it is, it's a system of administration controlled by special interests. Those special interests happen to be the moneyed elite that have political control and military control and economic controls and kind of put, you know, force their will upon us.
Yeah, that's the nature of power in history. This is a very sinister elite. And as David Rockefeller said, you know, they want a world government for the administrative convenience of international bankers, which is better than the auto-determination of nation states in the past. I mean, that's a butchering of his quote, but it's very close. I mean, they're on record saying this, and now they've imploded the world market, and they're saying the answer is a new global bank that rules every nation and controls everything we do. I mean, we're here.
These are plans. These people make plans for long periods of time to control things. They have nothing but time and money to make plans. You know, people should not be surprised that they're doing this. It always cracks me up when someone says, well, that intricate plan, that information you're talking about, that sounds like a conspiracy because I don't understand it. Well, what is a conspiracy? It's two or more people privately and secretly hatching an illegal act. So should we be surprised that this is going on? I don't think so.
Absolutely. Does that answer your question, Mike from Austria?
Yes, of course. I think it's really a shame that so many people in Europe and in America are not aware of this behind-the-scenes government, and people should notice that.
Well, that's the key weakness for the New World Order. It's also their strength. As long as we're looking at Tony Blair or Gordon Brown, or as long as we're looking at Merkel or Sarkozy, as long as we're focused on Benjamin Netanyahu, we never get past them to the bureaucracy controlled by the big money power, you know, these interlocking corporations and banks. And so politicians can come and go. We can expose a politician as a liar and bad. They pull George Bush out, put in Barack Obama. We'll expose him over the next 4 to 8 years. They'll remove him, put in a new puppet. And you know, that's their weakness, because we can expose the real power behind the throne. And this parlor trick of them saying we don't exist when they're out in the open isn't going to work anymore. Mr. Williams?
Well, I think that's exactly right. I mean, that trick is breaking down. It's working on some. The people that it works on are people who don't really read a lot. People that don't go to the internet for their news, look at, you know, alternative sources, or not even alternative, but just world sources, like The Guardian, or Haaretz, or even Al Jazeera English can be a good source, Russia Today. You gotta go out and you gotta look at some different sources, pull the information together, compare them, and say, you know, what's really happening here? And then compare it to what your television says.
And then as you study news over the years, you get a larger global model and have more data, and then you can understand what they're doing, understand their agenda.
If you want to figure that out, just go rent the movie 3 Days of a Condor with Robert Redford. He's an analyst for the CIA. That's what he does for a living.
You know what, Mr. Williams? Let's do some more. Let's take some more calls. Stay with us.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Going to have our guest with us in about 40 after. I'm going to run through a big news blitz of news I haven't gotten to yet. Still taking your phone calls till the end of the transmission. Mike in Austria was still holding. He had something else he wanted to say. Are you done, Mike? Any other questions or comments?
Yes, I have another comment. Because the world government is telling you what they are doing. You just have to read between the lines. If you look in Western media, they are all under one line. And if you read between the lines, they tell you what they will do. So, and also I would like to advise you Americans to be a little bit cautious. If you are a freedom fighter, you have to protect yourself, because the New World Order really knows what has lots of new weapons and technologies. And they can kill you if they like.
Well, that's the cost of liberty. No guts, no glory, but you're right. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Osborne in Missouri, you're on the air. Or is that
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I just had a quick, question. It seems like, Alex, I know you don't like to talk about this movement being culminated in any kind of, armed conflict, and I know I would hate to see it go to that level. I actually watched the movie The Patriot the other day. I know you've spoken about it. And I hear a lot of people talking and identifying with the sentiments of the Founding Fathers and such. And it seemed like the Continental Army, they did have good luck with the British. It seemed like they had comparable weapons, the mortars, the muskets, if you will. Nowadays, we might have a pretty well-armed civilian squad, if you will, but, we don't have Predator drones with Hellfire missiles and Apaches. And I'm saying, if it gets to that level,
Let's just stop right there. Number one, the colonial army and the militias had a better long rifle that could shoot further with better accuracy. The British were just trained to aim with their muskets and shoot, in large formations, blasting each other. But they 3, 4, 5, in some battles, 10, 11, 12 times the numbers of the rebels, of our ancestors. And it was the willingness to keep fighting, keep resisting, and guerrilla warfare. And remember, the military, many people are on our side. It's a info war. It's a propaganda war. If they're able to roll out their police state through riots that are staged to make it look good in phase one, then they're going to have success. It's the info war, the info war, the info war. I mean, let's get real. If things got to the physical level, other people just have to have a battle plan in mind that, 6 months into something, those helicopters have to land, or these people have to go to bars at night. I mean, come on. If millions of gun owners actually decide, it'll be like moose hunting season, as Mark Kornke always says, where's a lottery and only 1 out of 10 people gets a moose license. I mean, if we had the will to actually go up against the military, we would trash them from one end to the other. We're not Iraqis, who historically aren't the best shots field. I don't want that. I don't have some cojones need to, I can't wait to get a shooting war going. But just like The Patriot, which is based on a composite of true stories and real things that happen, burning folks up in churches, all of it. People, the government's going to kill people's children. They're going to kill the wrong people's children. Okay? And then people are just going to go off. And then the feds are going to go into bunker mentality, and the local police, you're not going to see them on the road. This is cowardice. The New World Order's people are cowards. You want to comment on that, Mr. Williams?
I definitely agree with the back end of that about certain people being cowards. There's a lot of those. Here's what I see happening. Number one, I wouldn't advocate any kind of violence. This is an information war. Number two, if something happens, it's going to happen. It's going to be a small regional or localized incident. It's not going to be pretty. There could be casualties. There'll probably be casualties. And then the news of that event will travel. And then depending on how that news travels and the response to that news is going to determine what happens next. And that's the critical point where people of good conscience have to act, and the right decisions have to be made, because open conflict with the military or the police is not something I don't think anybody's advocating.
Yeah, we want to have the police on our side. We want to have the military on our side. So when the globalists sample the mindset of their forces, they realize it's not their forces. They're our forces, we the people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you will understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Reality is reality, and we've studied it. I know what's going on. I have their own documents and plans. All our predictions have come true. We've been accurate about where the world was going. It wasn't very hard. We were reading globalist stone white papers on what they were setting up, what they were doing. These cameras, the cameras in the schools, the street corners, the whole grid is to control the population. This is illegitimate. This is a foreign offshore banking group openly bankrupting the country and enslaving us and willing to use the military and police to oppress a legitimate political movement to rectify those problems. We are under martial law, as our guest, formerly with Special Forces and a reporter, is explaining to you. This is real. We're in martial law. It's what Richter scale. From 1 to 10, I wrote in 1998 that it was a 3.6 on the Richter scale. I wrote an article with Ed Homan. It's martial law, and it's a 3.6 on the Richter scale. We're now at about a 5 to a 6, and it doubles each time. I would say an 8.5 is troops on the streets, people being secretly arrested, the rest of it. A 10 is what you had in Berlin with the fall of 1945. So, you know, the choice is for you to make out there. Police, military, your whole future is being destroyed by these people. They're enslaving you and your family. You're in the boat with us, whether you know it or not, whether you bought the mind game that you're with the establishment or you're compartmentalized and don't know, you know, but I have police and military call me and go, none of it made sense till now I heard you and I checked it out. It's true. You know, look, what we're telling you is the truth. As close as you're going to get to it. Am I infallible? Do I make mistakes? Yes, but frankly, it's much worse than we even say here on air. People accuse me of exaggerating. It's actually the opposite. So, I mean, that said, I want to take a few final calls with our guest. Any comments to what I was just saying there, Mr. Williams?
Yes, listeners should not wait for an invitation to an internment camp. They're under the administrative control of a centralized government right now. So it's already happened. It's not.
Yeah, the whole country's a camp.
Exactly. I mean, you're under surveillance.
Look at the financials with the banking and the Patriot Act compliance. It's a total tracking grid.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's here and it's now. So, I mean, we have to act now while we can, before it is too late. I mean, it can be pushed back. It really can. I honestly believe that. But a lot of people are going to have to take action and really get involved. I mean, that's the whole reason I'm doing this. I would rather be doing something else. You know, I could be, believe me, it's not profitable running a website. So I could be doing something else, but right now this is what we need to be doing.
Well, you need to make what you do profitable. That's one of the most important parts of this is the enemy somehow done a mind trick on us where we're not supposed to sell books or videos. I'm not saying you're saying this, but we're not supposed to be profitable. We're not supposed to be able to expand. We're supposed to be under a bridge yelling at passing cars. No, we need to take over the system. We need to expand what we're doing. We need to shoot high. We need to aim for, huge goals. And by aiming high, we will, have greater and greater successes and get to that goal. I mean, all I've seen is our success when we engage.
That's absolutely that's it. That's the key. That's what we need to do. And you're right. We get involved, engage.
Take a few final calls here for our guests. I'm doing a news blitz and more calls. Let's talk to Greg in Michigan. You're on the air, sir.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi, Greg.
I want to first for how you guys doing. I want to thank both of you for what you're doing. And I also want to let you know that I'm a new Planet TV subscriber.
Thank you for the support.
My question is about action. You guys were just talking about taking action. What happened to me, and what I find that most people are doing out there is they're so caught up in their jobs and their everyday lives, trying to just get by, that they don't know what's going on.
That's right. Poverty is a tool of control. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So, and I went through a process of first I was on the road in sales and I was listening to NPR news and that got me interested in independent media. And then from there it was Dish Television Network and it was Link TV on that and Free Speech TV and then eventually to your show. I think it's very, very important that we massively get the information out there as quickly as we possibly can. To people that don't know anything that's going on as I did at one time.
Because now they're ready to hear the truth more than ever.
I think so. With everything that's going on with the economy and stuff like that, people have doubts, and I think they're more open to listening to what is going on. But it's important to me to massively and quickly, mostly with people that I know, get the information to my friends, my family. I've got two granddaughters, and it's important to me that they get this information. My question for you is, what video, in your opinion, and maybe your listener's opinion, is the one that will make the most impact on a one-shot chance with somebody to get them to look further into this?
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
That's my film, but I'm saying it is the best overall view.
One of the films that impacted me the most was Loose Change.
Yeah, it's excellent, but it's on the 9/11 issue. And, of course, I produced the final cut, and it's a very important film. And, that's a great one to kind of shatter people's paradigms and their illusions, so I agree with that as well. I believe, though, using the hype wave, we should use the fact that they've bet everything on Obama to sell the public on the final takeover that when the Obama deception comes out, and people can pre-order it now at InfoWars.com, comes out March 15th, that people go crazy with that. Think of the power of tens of thousands of people getting the DVD and buying a DVD burner and buying 100 blanks and making 100 copies and saying, man, this is a very interesting film. Tell me what you think about it. It's nonpartisan. It's about Obama. And then they will, the film's really about how he's just a puppet, and it's really about the banking system and the New World Order and the FEMA camps. I mean, really, and all showing how he's just a front man. But I think the Obama deception is going to really be a powerful tool.
That, and I tell you what, your Prison Planet TV, Alex, just amazing. The studio, the professionalism, the quality of the production, having a guest live on that program and the video streaming on the internet, having that video available for later viewing, that's an incredible, powerful media source. You know, and I think people like yourself are actually becoming the new mainstream media, because if people are wanting real information, you know, they're not turning on their TV set anymore.
But that's why they're moving to shut down the old web with net neutrality, ending that, the taxation, the control. And then notice how they introduce net taxation. Oh, we're going to tax porn. Then you read the next sentence and everything else basically on the web. And that sets up the monitoring, the control, the bureaucracy. We had a tax bureaucrat show up just an hour ago here at the office. They're erecting all these new taxes. And they show up and say, we don't even know what the real rules are. Just pay us what we think or we'll come after you. I mean, it's just, you know, it's out of control. Anything else, Greg?
I just want to urge all of your listeners to get the video, make the copies, as you say you are, and massively and quickly get them out there for our own safety. And then I just wanted to ask one question. Is this digital TV conversion situation that's going on have anything to do with conspiracy?
Okay. That's meant to bankrupt smaller community TV stations and systems. Also, it's admitted mind control with the flicker rate, the way they do television. And, yes, the subliminal programming is that much stronger with the digital signal. I've even been in the University of Texas Psychology Department years ago. I mean, just there they were studying it for the Pentagon. 90% of their research plus was DARPA. And, yes, folks, you have got to turn off mainstream television. And I wouldn't even spend too much time, you know, overly on the internet. You use the visual medium to wake up those that are in the matrix. But you know, watching limited clips for analysis, whatever, that's fine. But you know, even spending too much time on the web itself, unless you're doing it as an activist tool consciously. I've told the story a couple of falls ago, about a year and a half ago. I was out at my family farm and ranch when I was with my uncle. He's aware of the New World Order, an Army veteran, helicopter pilot, all that stuff, Vietnam. And he's watching sports, college football. You know, he, that's all he watches, TV. And I said, do you see that subliminal, Uncle? And Uncle Biff? And he said, no. And he, because he was unconscious, he was sitting there watching TV. And I said, okay, you got to be conscious. It comes up about every minute. They flash for about half a second or less than half a second, a you know, different Miller Lite, Home Depot ads. And that is subliminal. It's not a mistake. And I said, watch. And about five times he couldn't get himself conscious. And I said, okay, here it is. Here it is. Open your eyes. Focus, focus, focus. And he went, oh man, I saw it. And that's because it takes about 45 minutes on average, depending on the studies, with old TV. Now it's faster. The first time you watch it, to go into a lower dream state. I mean, they hook electrodes on. It's a fact. You go into a dream state, a subconscious level where everything's going through, just the flicker rate alone. You know, it's like the flashing light for hypnotism. Now, when they add in all the other stuff, it just compounds it. So what happens is, after you watch TV a lot, within a few seconds, you go into that couch potato mode. And it doesn't matter if in the conscious mind you're aware of the New World Order. Now you're being bombarded. You're being acclimated. You can't help but smile back at the info babe who's making all these sexual overtures, like she wants to mate with you, but it's really just a television set and a woman in New York or Chicago or D.C. or L.A., and she's, and they're all laughing, and it's fun, and they've got the cute guy for the women to like him, and it's all crafted, and there's messages in the sitcoms and the dramas to condition you, and now they've got all these mainstream shows admitting world government secret groups, they're bad, the government's going to nuke you in false flag. That's only done to acclimate the subconscious so that when they hear us talking about the real world, people won't be shocked because they've already had that template run through their mind through all these dramas, and through all these programs to where, oh, I've heard of government nuking to get total control before or releasing a bioweapon. That's on TV shows. So you're in a comfortable setting in your home, in your couch, watching TV with a beer, popcorn, or with dinner with your wife and children. And so you're watching horrible things, martial law, the MTV ads where trucks pull up and grab everybody and take them out and throw them in a truck, take them to a camp. That's done to condition you so that when you really see it, you've been subconsciously acclimated because the body has a physical memory of your hormonal level was at a good level, a restful level. You were in a comfortable position with comfortable temperature. So when your mind sees these hard, I mean, you're meant the way humans are designed through our development that if you see people being grabbed and bashed and killed, that was real. That's what people 50 years ago would get upset by that. It wasn't that they were wimps. It was that they were geared that when you're seeing blood and guts, you're supposed to smell it. You're supposed to have high adrenaline levels. It's combat. It's war. But now you're just going through a video game shooting people and zombies all day and raping prostitutes for extra cash in the games. And you're doing it in a comfortable position, so it's mass programming to where when the real thing happens, you're unable to respond because you've been programmed. You understand?
Much, Alex.
All right, thank you. Do you have any final comments on what I just said, Mr. Williams?
Well, it's just frightening that they think it through so thoroughly, but they do. It's frightening that they give it that much thought.
Well, there is a war on for your mind. That's our motto at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if that doesn't insult you and upset you that they've taken over most of your minds, even if you believe you're conscious.
You know, people need to stop watching so much television. I've just about cut it off completely. 30 minutes a day, that's about it.
Absolutely. And then I train myself to consciously make myself stay conscious during it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's a battle, folks. You've got to look away and you've got to stay focused. I mean, it's serious.
Yeah, it's time to reengage reality. It's time to go out and be involved with your community and be involved in activities. And it doesn't all have to be, scary and, telling people about what's happening. Just engaging your community is going to help things just naturally because that's the right order of things.
Absolutely. If you knock on most of the doors in your town or your neighborhood or you go to city council and talk about issues, they're going to know that when the real thing comes down their street, they're going to remember. And a lot of the seeds that don't sprout right away sprout later. And so that's the key here. Well, we really appreciate you joining us. We appreciate the fine work that the DailyNewsCaster.com is doing. And we appreciate you coming on the show with us today, Doug Williams, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the future. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You better take care. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back in the final segment, hit a few calls. I want to hit a few news stories right now. This issue of arresting you if you photograph the police in England now an act of terrorism isn't a crime to take pictures. But before we dig that out of the stack and do that and talk to Tony and Scott, if we have time, we should. Two more sponsors that made this radio show possible. One of them is my solar backup, the great folks from Solutions from Science. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice, and storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here is a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of any disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of a power source 1800 power plant and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's perfect for emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Their website's www.mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. And I also want to tell you about another great seed company that we have that is a sponsor. That's survivalistseeds.com. The word survivalist. Seeds.com. Grow your own healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound and break free from the New World Order. The family business buys in massive bulk and passes those huge discounts on to our listeners. 15,000 heirloom seeds will provide you and your family with 7 years of healthy food. Stop by and eating New World Order garbage. Grow your own healthy food in your own backyard. That's 15,000 heirloom seeds for a great price. That's real food insurance for difficult times we're already entering. Heirloom seeds are the original varieties, non-GMO, non-hybrid. All the seeds date back to over the century. The Mayflower bean came over on the Mayflower ship. Now survivalofseeds.com wants you to become one of their heirloom seed farmers and sell back to them your safe seeds year after year because demand is skyrocketing for these rare heirloom seeds. You'll also get a DVD teaching you how to sell your vegetable produce to restaurants, delis, and farmers markets. Slaves Hesitate, Patriots Take Action, survivalofseeds.com, a family business that is helping the truth movement prepare. If you can't feed your family, the FEMA camps will, folks, and they won't move with this if they know we're self-sufficient and can live on our own. survivalofseeds.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are entering the final segment. We'll jam in two of your phone calls and then get into one final news story right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones, and you want to check out the new, redesigned, expanded TheObamaDeception.net. TheObamaDeception.net. The final segment. Stay the course. Straight ahead.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
As we've been driving on the wine spray, much too long, prevail, prevail. Babylon's system is the vampire, yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
Tony in Arizona, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Pleasure to speak with you, Alex. I heard you on Coast to Coast last night, And one thing that I noticed about the representatives, of course, I understand there's only so much time on the air in that format. The thing is I noticed that the representatives seem to be concerned a lot with, you know, mandates by the federal government. And there are some other concerns. And for one thing, you know, I have a very dear friend of mine who, because of IRS problems, put a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger.
And that pleased them.
And there is this tyranny by the IRS and this crazy quilt of a 750,000 word income tax code that's been going on for decades. This has been going on, you know, before Northcom.
Yeah, they've written it where you can't comply with even their unconstitutional fraudulent law. We didn't have an income tax until 1913. Wasn't widely adopted until the 50s. And we do expose that and fight that, and the states need to speak out against that as well.
Yes, yes, they do. Because, you know, because individually, as many have complained about the IRS, there hasn't been really any move, you know.
Well, the way to bring them down is to show you write your check to the private Federal Reserve, not even to the IRS. It's a collection agency. And I got to jump. Great points. Call me back in the next few days. We'll talk more about it, Tony. Scott in California, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Scott from California. I read an article on InfoWars yesterday from Gun Owners of America about the provisions that are in the stimulus package.
Yeah, psychological database of everybody, federalization, $19 billion to federalize all medical records.
Yes, and I just wanted to bring a point that I think might be interesting is if you look at, you know, Nazis in Germany and leftists all over the planet, some of the first things that they do is round up, you know, groups like homosexuals, the mentally ill, and exterminate them. It looks to me like this is...
Now that's called eugenics.
Yes, sir.
And they want to control health care so they can control populations, and they say they're going to ration it. It's just hellish what these people are doing.
Well, you know, it just looks to me, because getting into your mental health records is one of the hardest things to do in this country.
Well, exactly. But I mean, more than that, you think Nixon's bad with enemies list or Clinton or Bush. Imagine when the feds, and they can already do it with most systems, pull up everything about you, your bank account, you know, all your medical look what they did to Joe the plumber.
Right on. Now,
I mean, and it turned out the feds had accessed the campaign, giving hundreds of times all his data. And nobody got in trouble for that.
Oh, the only thing that happened was one lady quit.
Yeah. I hear you. I'm going to jump. I appreciate your call. Magnus, I don't have time to get to you. I'm sorry, another caller. I'll be back live tomorrow. I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Rebroadcast starts now. One place, Infowars.com on the web. Don't forget the free podcast you can subscribe to. You know, I'm not perfect, but I'm doing the best I can, and I know none of you are perfect, and I appreciate all your support. I appreciate George Norrie having that historical show last night. I got the YouTube audio of that posted up on Infowars.com as well. I want to just thank God for the gifts I've been given to be able to make films, do radio shows, be able to analyze this stuff, be able to work this hard. These gifts I was given that I squandered for so long, I'm trying to put them to full use and really be more professional and go to the next level. God bless you all. We'll see you back in 70 seconds. Online at InfoWars.com. Take care. Get out there and fight tyranny.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.